Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
Dog is Lom, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, John M. Down Store. This is Lom and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, the Golden Era Discussion Club is planning to discuss the life of Grandpappy Milford A. Spear tonight. This subject was conceived by Lum in the hopes that one of the members would bring up some incident which would register with Grandpap and so bring back his memory, and thus put an end to Buster V. Davenport. As we look in on a little community today, we find President Lum opening the weekly meeting.
By virtue of the power invested in me as president of the Golden Era Discussion Club, I hereby declare same called order and open for business.
Aye.
Motion carried. All members present, please signify by the same sign.
Aye. Okay.
Abner, jog Grandpa Master there. Make him stop that snoring.
Here, I'll fix that. Here, Grandpa.
And now I have the minutes of the last meeting read by our secretary, Mr. Abner Peabody. Proceed, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah, I don't know if I can make it out very good this time or not.
Well, we're used to that by now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought. The last meeting was held, topic for discussion.
Hmm?
Cocoa and sandwiches was, something. Something was had by all. Good time, I believe that is. Yeah. Signed, Mr. Secretary Peabody.
What's in the face? Is that all of the minutes?
Yeah, it's Elizabeth's fault.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, see, I left the minutes in my shirt pocket, and Elizabeth never found them until after she was hanging the washing up to dry.
Oh. Well, in that case, I reckon we better just wave the minutes.
Well, no use waving them now, Lum. They're dry now. See, the writing's just sort of washed out. That's what it is right there. It's the whole trouble. I just can't read it. It's washed out.
All right, we just skip them, then.
Yeah, that's better. Just skip them.
And now, fellow members, we come to the main part of the meeting.
Hey.
Our topic for discussion tonight is a very interesting one. We hope it'll do good, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. I know, Lum. Bring back what's his name's memory. I never mentioned Grandpap's name.
For goodness sake. Mr. Davenport, don't pay no attention to what Abner said just now.
What's that?
Yeah, see there, never even heard me. Too busy reading that newspaper.
What'd you say, Lum?
Nothing. Better put down the newspaper, though, because this discussion ought to be extra interesting to you, Grandpap, Buster.
Oh, yeah, I know it will. You'll enjoy it something wonderful, yeah.
Huh? You ever read this feature they got in here called Believe It or Don't?
Oh, sure, Lomi. Everybody reads that, yeah.
It shows pictures of freaks and all kinds of curious stuff.
Huh.
Chickens with two heads and I don't know what all.
Uh-huh.
Awful interesting.
Oh, yeah, well, bound to be. But just set the paper aside now, Buster. You're sort of holding up the discussion.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Sit right there and read it later. Any of you fellas know whereabouts is a two-headed chicken or something like that?
Huh?
See, if you send something into this outfit, they pay you $5.
Huh?
I'd like to send something in.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, we'll try to think of something tomorrow, Buster. We'll think up a good one.
Mr. Al Potter's got a lot of chickens. I believe they've all got just one head, though. They all got 2 feet, though. Is that any good to send in?
Why, no, sir. There ain't nothing peculiar about that. Go ahead, Lon. Start the discussion.
Yeah. Fellow members...
Yes, I know a chicken that's just got one leg. He got too near a mowing machine one day.
Yeah, well, we'll pick that up some other time, you see.
Yeah, okay. Chicken's dead anyway.
That's right. Sure love to send something other in.
Yeah, be quiet now, Buster.
Yeah, everybody simmer down here.
Yeah.
Fellow members, instead of having a high-class culture subject for tonight, we're going to discuss the life of one of Pine Ridge's best-known citizens, a pioneer of this fair community.
Hooray! You get $5 if you send something in.
Uh-huh.
Now, ask all of you members to bring in some incident in the life of this man. So we'll just start around the circle, and each one of you can tell what you recollected about him.
You never told me to bring in nothing.
We figured that you wouldn't know nothing about him, Buster, as long as you come from Toledo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all right. Sure, I'm a stranger here.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you say the fellow's name was?
Milford A. Spears.
Milford A. Spears.
Yeah.
That's that pigeon-toed idiot I'm always being mistaken for. Happens all the time.
It does, huh?
Yeah.
Well.
Boy, that's a good one. Yeah,
I've never run into this fella, but if I ever catch him, I'm going to break his pigeon-toed neck, I'll tell you that.
Oh?
I don't want nobody going around imitating me.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. I don't believe I'd do that, Buster. I'll tell you, after you get to know him, I believe you'll like him a lot better.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about him.
No.
All right, Ulysses, we'll start with you.
Yeah, okay.
Now, don't make your incident too long, though, because we want to give the other members a chance to tell theirs, too.
Okay.
Proceed.
Okay, Milford A. Spears was born in Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Well, go on, Ulysses.
Yeah, that's all, Lum. Milford A. Spears was born in Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Well, Granny, I'm scared that ain't the kind of incidents I had in mind. That ain't very interesting, Ulysses.
Yeah, maybe not, but I'll bound you it was one of the most important events in his life.
Well, yeah, I reckon you're right about that.
Doggy, I wish I could bring you like Ulysses.
Yeah, all right. Cedric, you tell us what you brung in.
Just a moment. I don't reckon you like it awful well, though. Much, I don't think.
Well, give it anyway.
Mr. Grandpappy Milford A. Spears was born in Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
That's done been said, Cedric.
Just from I know it. It's true, though, ain't it?
Yeah, I reckon it's true, all right, yeah.
You fellas ain't got the idea of this thing.
Huh?
See, I wanted you to recollect some things about Grandpappy, like, for instance, the time when he's just a kid of a boy and he's mad at some other youngin. Forget just who it was now. Anyway, his grandpap was going to roll him down Piney Mountain.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that was old Grimy Ludlow. That's who that was.
Yeah, I believe it was. Grimy, sure it was.
He moved to Arizona and taking up selling Indian blankets to Indians out there or something.
Yeah.
Died here about 6 years ago, recollect.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, some of his relatives here got a hand from him, passed on his reward.
A hand from him?
Well, no, from his family.
Oh.
All fellas couldn't write a letter if he's already passed on.
Anyway, Grandbeth wanted to be sure his idea had worked, so he taken the barrel up the mountain and got in it and dragged his tail.
No, because I recollect they weren't a place on him that weren't bruised blue and black.
Oh, he was a mess after that.
Say, that reminds me of another time when Grandpap and Grimy was both sweet on Alta Fulton, I believe it was, and they both taken us for a canoe ride one day.
And they got to arguing about who was the best feller.
Yeah.
That is, which one of them could protect Alta the best.
Yeah, while he's arguing while they fell in the mill pond, and Alta had to jump in there and save both of them.
That's a good one. Tell that to you, Lizzie. Wait a minute, though. I reckon you've already told us.
Do you recollect that time that Grandpap fell down in the well?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. He was showing off in front of his cousin from Hatfield.
Yeah, yeah.
He was showing how fast he could run back, so he went right in the well.
Yes, yeah, he did, yeah. After he got him out, his cousin wanted to see him do it again, recollect? Yeah.
He fell down a well, you see?
Yeah, he fell down.
You know, it sort of seems like I fell down a well once.
Order. You did? Just whereabouts was that, Buster, that happened?
Why, back in Toledo, I reckon.
Well, now, are you sure that's where it was?
No, I couldn't be sure about it. I guess maybe I never done it after all.
Keep telling incidents. This is going to work you out.
Yeah, I believe it will.
I recollect when Grandpap tripped over the watering trough in front of Dick Cutterson's store and got his ration book all muddy.
Well, that was just yesterday, Cedric.
Just one. I recollect it good, too.
Do you recollect the time that the Spearses was having house remodeled? Grandpap was just a young fella at that time, and they had that upstairs porch taken away, and Grandpap never noticed. And he opened the porch door and walked right out in the face.
He fell in a big puddle of mud that time, too.
Yeah, and he splashed mud all over that girl that lived next door that time. What was her name?
Next door.
Yeah, I believe he was sparking at her there. Might have been engaged to her for a while. Beatrice Fall, that's who it was. Recollect her?
Beatrice Fall?
Yeah.
Is that the name you said?
Yeah, that's who it was, yes, sir.
Jiminy, maybe that's it. Something's coming into my mind, sir.
Huh?
Don't let me lose it now.
No. Think hard.
I want to get this all straightened out first.
Why, sure.
Be quiet, Abner. Shut in.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't let me disturb you. No, be quiet as I can.
Yep. I want to get it straightened out.
Yeah. Get it all recollected now. Just think hard.
Don't disturb my thoughts now.
Wait
a minute. Let me ask you some questions. You say this Milford Spear fell down Tiny Mountain once?
Well, he rolled down.
And he fell in the mill pond?
Yeah, he did. Fell right in.
And he fell down a well?
Yes, sir, he sure did.
And he fell out of a house?
Yeah, and from the upstairs, too.
And then he got engaged to Beatrice Fall.
Yeah, Beatrice Fall, that was her name.
All right, Jiminy, I got it.
Sure as well. You got
something to send into this column, believe it or don't. That Spear feller's a natural-born pigeon-toed freak if I ever seen one. He don't do nothing but fall.